Committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pilgrim pass?
See, there it again. Just direct your feet. Direct
your feet.
Is your step.
Like your mama.
Cone feet.
Can be so
what is
sweet.
It? What is that? Duck cone feet?
Duck cone feet. Duck cone feet is crispy. It's really good. I'm surprised Mr. Londoff has never brought us a warm, covered platter of fresh duck confit. As many ducks as he says he shoots.
Harvested.
This rover.
That's right.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
I don't like that voice you use, Laura.
Wow.
It's one of the voices she does. I don't care for
I'll be rich as
Walter Matthau. What a great character.
Oh, man. He was the best.
Go what a face.
At my feet.
Rubber face.
On the sunny
on a
side
of the street. Yeah, he just had a... And one of those faces. Some people just have the face that I think a director or a producer spots and goes, that's face. If that guy can act at all... Ernest Borgnine. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's like they're wearing masks.
Like that mask you had on yesterday in your picture.
Yeah, like the one where you made the funny joke where you said, what mask? That's really funny.
I wasn't the only one. Yeah, it's like everybody on the Facebook
page. A lot of people
page.
Who aren't that funny. good afternoon and welcome to the first day of November. And this, not one trick-or-treater last night. The streak continues. And you know what? It's okay with me. In the woods, it wouldn't make sense. First of all, kids, if they walked where I am from house to house, they would walk. Well, my road's right at 2 miles, like 1.8 miles long. And if you walk that road, you'd hit, I think, 7 houses in a mile.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a good
not
idea.
Working.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
I thought today is, what is today? All Saints Day or All...
Yeah, it's All Saints Day.
But nephew is in off school today. And he goes to a Catholic school, and I was surprised by that.
Isn't off or he is off?
He's not off.
I've never heard of kids being off the day after Halloween.
No, for All Saints Day. There are some kids that are off.
I think you should, after Halloween. You should have a day off school
to get over your stomach ache.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you work on, where do you go with that, Jeff City or somewhere? Start in Missouri, make it a state thing, and maybe the other states will catch you. Good luck with that.
Pay off some lobbyists.
Yeah, good luck with that. I think kids should get the day off after Thanksgiving. Yeah. See how well you do with that. Do we have any Burke segment material?
I do.
Oh, Dan, go ahead.
Look at there, jumping right at it, out of the box, Dan Strauss and his trouser mouse. Dan, what do you have?
Found out today that Jennifer Lopez, and we all know who she is.
Yep.
She's not an Idol judge anymore, right? She's not. No,
I don't watch it.
Yeah, okay. So Jennifer Lopez has a nipple tweaker. This is a person.
What?
Ooh. A nipple tweaker.
Right, like a personal assistant?
Yes. Well, she goes on right before she goes on stage. This guy
tweaks them?
Tweaks her nipples to make them erect.
Well,
so
hold on. Wait just a minute.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Where did you get this information?
It's online. You look up Jennifer Lopez, it's online. It says Jennifer Lopez has a nipple tweaker.
How do you get that job?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably a gay guy, though, I would assume.
Oh, or a smart guy pretending to be gay.
Yeah.
Miss Lopez, you don't have to worry about me. I couldn't care less about those.
Here's a picture of him right here.
Okay,
he's
but that's
grabbing
not a,
the...
That's not a permanent... In other words, how long does that effect last? If you do that before she goes out on stage, what does that last? Like 10 minutes or 5 minutes?
I don't know.
Maybe they need to be retweaked.
Yeah.
Every time she the lights go down between songs, tweak, tweak, tweak.
Wouldn't you have like a little refrigerator back there or something? She could just stick them in a little refrigerator.
Why can't she do it herself?
I know.
Yeah, you would think that would
Why do you have to have a person to do that?
Oh, well, wow. You know what it is, though? Yeah.
You know what it is? Maybe, maybe it's, I gotta be careful here. Maybe it's like when you do other things to yourself, it doesn't feel quite as good. It was not as exciting as if somebody else does it. You know, it's like a different hand, you know, is. So maybe it's the same thing. I'm not a woman, but maybe women would know if someone else tweaks them, they're more apt to... You know, than if you did them, if you did them yourself.
It says she has it done before photo shoots, so they're standing out, I guess.
All right, so let's let's address the issue that some women have with sexual exploitation. Here's an example of a woman wanting to be a sex object, wanting to be sexually exploited, wanting to be objectified because she deliberately accentuates a couple of things that make men go crazy. She does it. So, you know, some women want to be objectified. They want to be sex objects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's fine.
All right. Way to go, Jennifer. Nice.
I would love to find out this guy. Is it a man?
Yeah. I see in the picture it's
his
a man.
His salary.
Yeah.
How he gets paid. Maybe he pays her.
I'm sure that isn't his only duty. I'm sure he's an assistant or something, and that's just one of his jobs.
Yeah, he probably has to do other things, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. No, I can't.
Who
that's
cares?
Another area he might have to work on.
Who cares?
Fluffer?
Yeah, who does care? Who cares? So, and by the way, no matter what else you have to do, you don't even care if you get to do that. The other, who cares about the other?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll lug that big, heavy trunk full of shoes up the stairs. But don't forget, I get to tweak them, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
I have one quick thing.
Here's Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much. I was driving down Page to Westport the other day.
Good story.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think he's finished.
Oh.
And I saw the sign for a place of business, and I think this was all in the same building. And it looks like they cover a lot of different areas. The sign said they do hail damage, insurance checks, insurance, and checks cashed. All in the same place. It just seemed like an odd combination.
What do they do again?
They take care of hail damage, they sell insurance, and they cash checks. All in the same place.
Wow.
Yeah.
All they need now is ammo, gun, ammunition.
Oh, that's
check cashing, ammo, and hail damage.
Yeah. There was the place over in St. Charles. I don't know if it's still there, but the name of the establishment was Beer, Bait, and Bullets.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You got guys going fishing. They need some beer, shooting. Some bait, some bullets. They're going to fish a little and target practice a little. Maybe hunt and fishing on the same weekend.
But that was
more
odd
sense
deal.
In this
hail damage insurance and checks.
It is another odd.
That was
I'll tell you another odd combination is the programming on this station.
What?
Yeah, we got some stuff. We got some stuff on the weekend. That I got to tell you something. I can't even believe that it would be on any radio station, much less ours. That's all I'm going to say. You listen to it and figure it out for yourself. That's it. Burke segment is officially closed. My wife went to a Red Box or Blue Box or something, and she grabbed a couple of movies last night, because last night was a slow TV night. It was just nonstop coverage. And after a while, you get kind of depressed looking at this storm damage stuff. So she found a place to get a couple of movies. And we watched two movies last night. And I'm gonna tell you what they were. And one of them I'm going to highly recommend. I'd never heard of it. And it's one of those movies that, for the life of me, I don't know why it's not going to be up for an Academy Award. It was so good. And the other was the complete opposite. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Start with the worst one. It's called Shame. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No.
Well, and you probably never will. It's like an art film kind of thing. Maybe one of the worst things I've ever seen. That's all I'll say. If you see it, avoid it. Shame. It's just bad. All right, here's the good one. Machine Gun Preacher. You ever heard of
it? Oh, I'd heard that, but yeah, I didn't really see a lot about
it. It's a true story. It's the story of Sam Childers. Sam is played by Gerard Butler, and I like Gerard Butler. Sam Childers is an ex-convict. He's a guy who went to prison, got out of prison, and initially was going to continue with his bad boy ways, hanging out with the wrong crowd. And when he got out of prison, his wife had found the Lord, and she'd become religious and was going to church, and he scoffed at that and didn't want any part of it. And then when he finds himself like just at the bottom of the gutter, I mean, to the point of knowing it any minute, if he doesn't change his ways, he's going to go back to prison. He decides to go to church with her, and he finds religion. And it's an amazing, amazing story of a guy who, and a true story, this Sam Childers, who about as low as you can get is to be in a like a $1,500 trailer in a horrible trailer park, and then a storm hits it. You're getting jobs as you can, construction job here and there, and then a big storm hits. Kind of like when we got the Joplin thing, and a lot of people were put to work, construction. So he was pretty good at construction. And he, now that he has changed his ways and cleans up, he wants honest work. So he goes from getting a job and a check where he can. He gives blood to raise money because he's got a daughter. And then all of a sudden the storm hits. And there's a general contractor that comes by his house and says, you ready? Can you take on a lot of work? He said, you bet. And there's so much work that he buys a truck, has a sign put on the side of it, and he goes into business for himself as a builder and a construction guy, and he has a car. And all of a sudden, you go from he's a guy in prison to a guy who's in the gutter to a guy who has his own construction business, gets a nicer house. And then he sees at church one night, he actually hears a guy speak who'd been over to Sudan in Africa, and he's telling the story of the plight of these people. And this is what's so amazing about people like this, and how, you know, sometimes I wish I would be more like a guy like this. He tells his wife, I have to go there. I'm a builder. I can help these people. I can teach them things. We can build. And he does. He goes over to Africa. And the rest of the story is so unbelievable. And when you know it's a true story. And then, of course, at the end, I like when they, as the credits roll, they show you the pictures of the real Sam Childers and a little audio interview with him. And then they show footage of him over in Africa. What an incredible guy. And he's called the machine gun preacher because you get over there in that part of the world. Where, and you've seen the footage on the news, we see it every day, where yeah. kids are holding AK-47s and groups of, I don't even know what to call
militants
them.
Militants or something.
Yeah, these militant groups, and people, that and you don't even know why they're killing hundreds of people. I kept watching, asked my wife, I said, why are they killing these people for? They haven't done anything to them, they have no oil, what are they doing? And I don't know the answer to that, but it's just these monsters, and he literally... He builds a church in the United States, and all his old motorcycle gang and ex-convict buddies very gradually start coming to his church, and they were supposed to get a preacher. The preacher never showed up. He just got them and starts talking, telling his story, and he literally becomes the preacher. And then he goes and builds an orphanage, and he builds a church in Africa, and he's called the white preacher and the machine gun preacher because he literally has to take up a machine gun on more than one occasion and kill these militants to defend these orphan kids and these people that he's working with. It's unbelievable. No, I just don't understand how some movies that are crap can get all these accolades. And I know it has to do with distribution and promotion and
budget.
Why there was an interview with Gerard Butler, and he even said that one of the great disappointments of his career was this movie. Not that it wasn't good, but that most people don't even know it exists. That it really should have gotten more attention. So, Machine Gun Preacher, I don't think you'll be disappointed. If you don't like the F word, then you can't watch it. But the guy is an ex-convict. It's very realistic. And the people he hangs with till he changes his life are those people. So it's a very believable, realistic portrayal of what that guy's life would be. Machine Gun Preacher. Now, we're going to take a break, and then when after we come back, here's what I'd like to do. There's a very disturbing story. It's been out the last couple of days. This college coach up in Minnesota, Todd Hoffner, this guy is fighting for his reputation and his job all because he took his cell phone to have some work done on it, and some idiot that worked on the cell phone saw some pictures that he had taken of his own children. His children were 9, 8, and 5, and they were naked. And they were, I'm telling you now, and if you're a parent and you have never done this, then I think you are in the minority. We have all taken cute pictures of our kids in a bubble bath or running around with the hose in the yard naked. Yeah. There's nothing about them that's child pornography. This poor guy is fighting for his reputation and for his career because that technician notifies the authorities. They get a warrant. They come into this coach's house. They find nothing, by the way. He has no criminal past. He is rock solid in terms of reputation and integrity. But over 2 or 3 pictures of his kids playing without any clothes on, some stinking prosecutor is trying to label him as a guy who was in possession of child pornography. It is such a disturbing story. And if there's anything that I could do, if I lived near this guy, I would help this guy fight his fight based on what I've read. Now, what I thought was really disgusting was in the questioning, and they questioned him for like an hour. They took him in, they arrested him, came to his house and arrested this guy. All right, they take him in, Coach Hoffner, and one of the things that Michael Hansen, the county attorney, asked him in questioning was, Mr. Hoffner, are you and your wife comfortable with your children being naked inside your home?
What?
What?
Comfortable.
Are you and your wife comfortable with your children being naked in your home? How can you have children and have them not be naked in the house? What a stupid, stupid question.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, this is a weird case. There's a big article in USA Today, in today's edition. There was one video also where you see the little girl who's 5, and you hear a voice, I guess it's him or his wife, saying, "Want to go potty?" And they follow her in to the bathroom. Now, whoever these holier-than-thou officials are judgmental people, they've decided now that the potty video is not child pornography. So that they've eliminated that one. Let me tell you something. I have a video of my daughter when she was about 2, and I open the bathroom door, and I'm holding a video camera, and I open the door and surprise her, and there she is sitting on the pot, and her little pants are down around her ankles, and I said, "Hey," I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Pooping." And I said, "Is everything okay?" She said, "Yep." And I said, "All right, you need any help, let us know." "Okay. Close the door, Dad." And it's just cute. It's just cute. I have a picture of my 2 sons. They're probably, I don't know, 3 or 4. One would be 4 and the other one's 6. And where I've lived for 26 years, we're in the woods. And I mean almost 4 acres of woods. No neighbors see neighbors in the summer when the leaves are. You can't see another soul. And when they'd get really dirty, we'd hose them off with a hose out in the yard, lather them up, hose them off, and then they'd run around and play in their flip-flops and dry. And I have a really cute picture of them sitting in. They make these little kid-size lawn chairs, those webbed cheap lawn chairs. They make them in little kiddie size. And I have a picture of them sitting in the sun, drying. And they're little wieners. They're just sitting in naked little bodies. They're just little kids that just took a shower outside and they're sunning themselves. It's just a cute picture. I can't believe that with all the rotten, really, really horrible stuff there is in the world, that people want to accuse an innocent parent of, look, let's go back, oh my goodness, almost 60 years. There's a picture that either my dad or my mother took of me, and I've mentioned it before. I loved ham. I've always loved ham, especially country ham. And my mother apparently had baked a ham, and it's sitting on the kitchen counter, and I can't reach it, so I ran in the kitchen naked right out of the bath or shower or something, thinking nobody would know, and I climb up on a chair to get a piece of that ham, and somebody snapped a picture of it. So there's me, little naked boy, getting a piece of ham. There's nothing pornographic about it. We need to focus our attention on things that really are issues. And so here's my subject. And it's a pretty heavy one, but I think it's going to be very interesting. If you're listening and you've ever been accused of doing something horrible, despicable, and you didn't do it, and somebody either just to be vindictive, get revenge, for whatever reason, accused you of something horrible, and you didn't do it, and you know you didn't do it, and eventually you were proven to be innocent. But by then, the damage is done. And I'll set the stage by just telling you before I ask for your calls. And all we need is a first name. But I'd love to hear, because I think there are more stories like this than we realize. I happen to personally know of a case of a friend of mine and his wife, when she decided she wanted a divorce, and she met somebody else, to ensure that she got custody, she accused her husband, and I knew this guy, of raping their little 3-year-old daughter. And he didn't do it. And accused him of also raping their little son. And I'm going to tell you something. You talk about ruining a guy's life.
That's evil.
Well, later on, I had a chance to talk to the kids when they became grown. And they said they remembered being coached by their mom and being told exactly what to say to the authorities so that it would look like daddy had raped them. I had lunch with this guy one day, and he sobbed. He sat at lunch, and he sobbed, and he said, "I am so close to going to prison for something I didn't do." And he said, "You know me, and you know. Do you think I said, "No, I absolutely don't believe it." Well, he took, the FBI gave him a polygraph test twice. He passed them both with flying colors. That, I think, and he even said, was literally what kept him from going further with prosecution and putting him in jail, because the kids were so little that there's a point where if they're not of a certain age, the courts tend to, they really believe that what the kids are saying. Were they coached? But his life was turned upside down, and he's dead, and he died in his 50s, and I guarantee you that's what killed him. The stress of that killed
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he went on, and he remarried, and he had two beautiful girls, and never laid a hand on them. There was never even a hint. And here's what the other thing I'll tell you. Once a pedophile, always a pedophile. If you are that monster, and you get married again, eventually, somehow, some way, you will do something to the other kids. And he never did. And I would go to my grave defending this guy, because I'm telling you right now, he was innocent. And any woman who would accuse her husband just to get out of a marriage and get custody, just to get what she wanted, of raping their children, should burn in hell and should be exposed for what she is publicly, and her life should be ruined, not his. But once that seed is planted and once the accusation is out there, it's over. Good luck getting a job. Good luck meeting anybody. He did, thank goodness, a wonderful woman, and had these kids. So if you've ever been accused falsely and pretty much wrecked your life, even though now the world, we like to think the world knows you're innocent, but all the world really wants to concentrate on is the accusation. That's really all they remember. Oh yeah, that was that guy that was accused of, they don't remember what showed up on page 6.
The correction, right, the correction is always in the back of the
It's never on the front page. So we'll get to that. We're gonna take a quick break. Mr. Londoff is unavailable today, but he sent me a text and he asked me to mention a couple of things, and I will, but it's not how I personally choose to send you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet to buy a car. It's not about numbers to me. But in the business, numbers are important. So here are the numbers. $10,000 off Silverado Extended and Crew Cab. $5,000 off Traverse. $3,000 off Chevy Cruze. $3,000 off Equinox. And they have over 1,000 vehicles in stock. Those are the numbers. He and I disagree a little on what matters. He's in the car business, I'm not. And I think when other dealers throw numbers around and how many we have in stock and how much off and what percentage, I think that as a dealer, you feel that you have to throw yours out there to show that you're competitive. I kind of disagree, and I'll tell you why. I don't think most people who go to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and certainly people who end up buying there and recommending it to other people, I'll bet you most of the time they don't use numbers when they're referring friends to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They use the way they were treated. They tell the story of the experience of from the time they walked in or called on the phone and how they were handled, and when they had to go back if there was an issue, how they were treated, and how they would absolutely go back again and buy from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And I can't be that different from most people. I'd rather go anywhere where I feel comfortable and I appreciate the way they treat me than somewhere else to save $50 or $100 on a car. Because in the whole scheme of things, over 3 years of payments or 4 years of payments, it amounts to a couple of bucks. A couple of dollars, and that's all it's going to be, is not as important to me. And literally, we're only talking a very few dollars as service, as how you treat me and what the experience is like. And I think there are people who've gone to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet over the years who, before they went there, hated the thought of buying a new car, and they no longer hate it. Kind of like the dental thing with Ballast Dental Care. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. We're going to take a break. Come back. Calls are already on the board. Please be patient. Stay with us. Here are the numbers. If you were accused of something you didn't do, I'd love to hear your story. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Oh, and one other quick thing. Pete Townsend of The Who.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story? Accused of having child pornography.
Yes.
And it ended up that it was not the case at all. But, man, what a fight he had to go through.
And he still has that stigma around it.
Still has the stigma, but it was he was exonerated. I don't remember all the story or how it started. But, oh, I do know what it was.
He was researching.
He was researching because he was involved in trying to make these pedophiles and these monsters pay a stiffer price and have a bigger penalties and more prison time. And so to research, he went, somebody had told him, oh, man, there's a despicable, horrible site. And by the way, that's all they had, was that he had gone to this site to see what this horrible stuff was that was out there. It wasn't as if he had a collection of 10,000 pictures. Pete Townsend, another victim of a false accusation. We'll break, get this done, come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Time for traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. Not a whole lot going on right now. We do have a stall on eastbound 70 at O'Fallon Park. Also on eastbound 44, if you're coming in near Lewis Road, they've got a lane down until 5 o'clock as they do some road maintenance. Other than that, it's just normal volume building on southbound 270, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 still looks pretty good from downtown into up to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens. Spruce up the season with the all-new Walgreens Holiday Magazine. Look for your free copy on November 4th in your Sunday paper or in store. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Martin Kilcoin, inviting you to the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th, at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods. Entertainment from Henry's Humans, featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You can win an all-inclusive trip for two to the Rio Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico from Apple Vacation. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Baby Boomer Expo. That's Sunday, November 11th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From the Big 550, KTRS.
If you need new appliances, but you don't want the stress that goes into shopping for them, you need to go where Happy Appliance customers have been going for 53 years. Klein's Brand Source in Fairview Heights. Since 1959, family-owned Klein's Brand Source has been providing a great selection of appliances and electronics in a hassle-free operation. They have award-winning technicians that service what they sell. Their salespeople are trained by the manufacturers to help the customer get exactly what they're looking for. They have a huge warehouse for immediate take along, or you could use their own delivery crew. Right now, Klein's Brand Source has a special on a Whirlpool white ice or black ice package when you purchase a 25 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator, electric range with their new cleaning system Aqualift, and the ultra quiet dishwasher. They'll give you the over the range microwave oven for just a dollar. Quantities are limited, so get to Klein's Brand Source now. They're located on Lincoln Trail in Fairview Heights, or see their website at kleinsbrandsource.com. That's Klein's Brand Source in Fairview Heights.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
After undergoing a multi-million dollar renovation, the Cheshire of St. Louis will reopen November 5th. The Cheshire embodies the charm and authenticity of a traditional British inn with all the modern conveniences of today. Whether you're in the mood for a cocktail at the Fox and Hounds Tavern, a fine dining experience at the new Cheshire restaurant, or lodging in the James Bond Suite, the Cheshire is the perfect in-town getaway. Located off Clayton Road, just off 4064. More at CheshireSTL.com.
A fair and impartial legal system is critical to maintaining our freedom. And Missouri is a model for the nation in keeping politics out of our courtrooms. The Missouri Nonpartisan Court Plan gives voters the final say when it comes to retaining appointed judges, preventing politicians and their political agendas from running our courts. Unbiased, in-depth reviews of all the nonpartisan judges on the ballot are available at www.showmecourts.org. Each judge is rated by a panel of citizens and lawyers, providing you with an objective assessment of their performance on the bench. Know your judges before you vote November 6th. Visit www.showmecourts.org to help keep Missouri courts working the way they should. Because politics has no place in our courts. Paid for by the Missouri Bar. Keith Burks, Executive Director. P.O. Box 119, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102.
Politician Dan Beiser is lying about Kathy Smith's record because he doesn't want you to know the truth about his. Dan Beiser voted four times to give himself a pay raise, and he joined with Pat Quinn and the Chicago Democrat machine to raise income taxes by 67%. Dan Beiser is raising our taxes and driving jobs out of Illinois. And now, Dan Beiser is launching false negative attacks against Kathy Smith. Politician Dan Beiser raised his own pay, raised your taxes, and now he wants you to reward him with another term? Kathy Smith is the better choice. She fought to cut politicians' pay, and she opposed the Beiser-Quinn income tax increase. A small business owner, Kathy Smith knows how to create jobs, cut spending, and restore opportunity to our region. Kathy Smith for state representative, because we deserve better than Beiser.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
Mom was always positive, always in control, but lately she's been having difficulty caring for herself.
Whether your loved one is ready to enjoy the simple pleasures of worry-free apartment living or needs a little assistance with their day-to-day activities, the Smet Retirement Community in Florissant is the community that fits their needs and yours. Along with their full-service independent living program, the Smet Retirement Community offers an assisted living program. Call 314-838-3811. Or email DeSmetRetirement@rhf.org.
All right, here's the deal. And I want you to like these phones up because I know you're out there and you can have complete anonymity. This coach up in Minnesota, Todd Hoffner, some pictures on his cell phone, had a cell phone repaired, his own little children, cute little pictures of them with no clothes on, and this guy is fighting charges of child pornography. They seized his computer, not a trace of anything else but his own children, not in any sort of sexual situations, just, again, another quick example. We have a jacuzzi tub upstairs. It came with the house when we bought it. When the kids were little, they'd get in, I'd put bubble bath in there, and you hit the jacuzzi, and it just foams and overflows over the tub. I mean, the suds over the tub, and they thought that would, and I've got pictures of them standing in the tub using the soap suds to make hats
and
shoulder pads, and that's not child pornography. It's kids being kids. Rich is on the phone. One more time, let me get the phone numbers out here. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Rich, how are you?
Great. Hi, Frank and gang.
Hey, Rich.
How are you?
Hey,
what's your story, Rich?
Well, it's two quick ones, and I'll throw them out real fast for you.
I was
babysitting my nephew. He was maybe 3 or 4, and he was fidgeting, and he was crossing his legs when he was walking, so I knew he had to go to the bathroom. But he had these engineer bibs on, and he goes, I can't get these off. So these were buttons, and I guess it was kind of new, so they were kind of hard to get through. So I got them off, and he looks up at me, and he goes, I'm going to tell my mom you took all my clothes off.
What?
Whoa, this is your nephew?
How old was he?
He was maybe 3 or 4 or something.
Wow. So what happened?
I guess he didn't tell, or I told it ahead of time or something, and everything was okay. But, I mean, it's a pretty scary thought that some maybe 4-year-old is going to tell his mom that he took all his clothes off.
And you know, I got to tell you something else. I think that these kids see so much of this stuff. It's one thing to say to your kids, you know, don't talk to strangers. If somebody offers you candy, don't get in the car. But we've gotten to the point where if even a relative takes a kid to the bathroom, maybe the kids have been so frightened and told that, if this happens, they might very well go, he tried to do something to my pee-pee, or something, when all you're doing is just taking the bathroom.
Boy, yeah, times are so bad. There's been a couple times my mom babysits my niece and nephew on Wednesdays, and there's been times I've gone to the park to meet them, but I've gotten there early. And I feel I'd start to walk over there to the playground area to see if they're there yet, but I feel weird and people looking at me, you know, as an adult by yourself walking around
you don't know how to behave when kids are around.
Yeah.
Because you know, my wife's friend's son was 3 to 5 or something. He was at daycare and he did one of those, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And they ended up calling the police. The boy had to get psychoanalyzed.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wasn't allowed back in there until this and that. It was just horrendous.
Rich, thank you for the call.
Got it.
All right, we're off to Fred. Fred, how are you?
You're fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What's your story, Fred?
It was about 7 years ago. I had a coworker accuse me of going to shoot her. And I got fired and lost my job over it.
Whoa, hold it. She accused you of planning to shoot her?
Yes.
And how did she come up with this?
I have no idea. I was at the time, it was the day before I was going to take a concealed carry permit class.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I got called down to the Human Resources Department and said that this woman had claimed that when I got my permit, I was going to kill her.
And so she can make this up, and whether it's true or not, you lose your job.
Right, exactly. She said that I'd been bringing gun magazines and pamphlets and stuff to work. And
so
all this.
What?
I'd been doing it for 15 years. I was there for 15 years.
And you got fired over that.
It was her word against mine, and I lost.
Isn't that unbelievable? I don't know, man. Fred, thank you for the story.
Thank you. Bye.
I luckily I've never had I've never had to go and try to save my name or reputation like these guys. Don, hello Don, how are you?
I'm doing fine, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's your story? Isn't it interesting, by the way, that men are calling, because I think the great majority of the victims here of these accusations are going to be men. They just are. But because the truth is, most of the perverts and the weirdos and the monsters are men. Don, what's your story?
Well, you know, you're right about that. It's a misconception. I was babysitting my niece, Brianna. Okay? She's over at my house. And I got the TV on. I met her around the kitchen. I walked back in the living room. Brianna is down into her underwear. She, you know how kids are. She's like 4 years old, takes all her clothes off down to her underwear. I said, Brianna, put your clothes back on, or I'm going to tell your mom. And she puts her clothes on and stuff, and I left it at that. And then about 2 months later, I'm at my niece Nikki's house. were sitting there with Nikki's friend, this other girl at the kitchen table. And Brianna, she did the same thing at Nikki's house. She starts, you know how kids are. She strips down to underwear, you know, and Nikki's like, Brianna, put your clothes on. Brianna, this little four-year-old girl, says, I took my clothes off at Uncle Don's house. I about fell over. Those two girls are looking at me like I'm crazy, and like, you know, I'm some kind of pervert. I look over at Brianna, and I said, Brianna, what did I tell you? She says, if you don't put your clothes back on, I'm going to tell your mom.
Well, thank goodness.
And after that, I was like, Nikki, I don't know if I can babysit Brianna anymore, you know, because it scared the life out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of accusations can ruin your reputation and ruin your whole life.
Well, they have ruined a lot of people's lives. Don, thank you for the story.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to get as many as I can in here before we have to break. Mike is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Your story.
I got something about 25 years ago. I worked for a very large department store as undercover security.
Okay.
And 3 days before Christmas, I told a young lady, hey, you look very, very nice today. An hour later, I was fired for sexual harassment.
You said you, that's all you said? You
look very nice. That's all I said. And I seen her about 2 months later, and I said, why'd you do it? She was like 16. She says, because I wanted to see if I could.
Wow.
Man. Oh. It's amazing the power that they...
Can you be punished if you say to a woman, you look like crap? I don't think you can.
Oh, yeah. No, you'd get fired for that, too, I'm sure.
Man, are you not attractive?
Man, you look horrible.
Either way.
Yeah. You're butt ugly.
All right, Frank, thanks.
Hey, Mike, thank you for the call. We can work Chris in here, too. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I was just listening to you guys, and I was telling my wife the other day, you know, anybody that messes with any kids should be in some deep, deep trouble, but, man, it's like they're guilty before, you know?
Yep.
It's all over the news.
And it's amazing how, I mean, we have all these teachers nowadays, female teachers.
Well, I couldn't be a teacher.
And it's amazing how the difference is in a punishment for, you know, the females as opposed to a male teacher doing something with a female student.
So, Chris, do you have a story?
Hey, no, I ain't got a story, but I don't know how long you've been on the radio, but I've been listening to you for a long time.
I've been on the radio for 75 years. Hey, it's been a long grind.
Way before 9/11, me and some buddies went over a Cardinal game, an afternoon game. We got all boozed up, and we had those big foam Cardinal hats you put on your head.
Sure.
And I lied my way all the way up to the top and went from booth to booth eating all their food and drinking their beer. I just told them Frank said I could come up there.
Well, hey, you know what? Good for you. I'm glad it worked for you, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I went down and stood by the limo, and I said hi to you and shook your hand. You probably don't remember because it was so long ago.
Well, hold on. I was in a limo?
Limo.
Ooh. Yeah, I had a limo downstairs waiting to pick you up. And
hold on here. Hey, hold it. When was this?
Oh, this was like, geez, I'm thinking probably... Let's see.
Well, you said around 9/11.
20 years ago? No, it was way before that.
Way before 9/11.
I would lie my way up to the top of that before, you know, now. But
it had to be in the 80s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Okay, because, you know what? Here's what's funny. I did go to a game one time in a limousine. It was a station promotion, and there was a winner, and we picked the winner up, and we took a limo. So that's the only time I've ever been to a game in a limo. I'm glad I got...
afternoon game, to be honest with you, I don't remember who was playing, but we had a ball. We got all boozed up. And
well,
we
I'm glad.
We were standing outside, and the limo driver's like, what are you doing? I said, wait for Frank. He told me to wait for him.
Well, good for you, man. Good for you. Thank you, Chris.
You're real nice, and I just want to tell you I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Peon, can I work one more in?
Sure.
Tim, let's get Tim in here. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Been listening to you for years. Can't believe I finally called in, but it just kind of hits a nail on the head. I just recently got divorced, and the last straw was when I talked to my neighbor and heard many, many stories, but the story that she told them, I guess for whatever reason, was I put a gun to her head.
Now, wait, hold on. Your ex-wife said you put a gun to her head?
Yes. Currently, she was still my wife, and it was the last straw. And then, I guess a week ago, I was talking with her, and because my wife's called up and said, well, that was an absolute blankety-blank lie. And I said, well, yes, it is. That's my whole point. And apparently, she goes, but the gun wasn't loaded. So how does it was... It was the last straw to a divorce, and now she can't realize why I won't let her over for weekends or an evening because you never know what type of accusation there was. I went to get an OP order, and couldn't do that because I was a man. I'm talking to the woman's crisis hotline, and there is no man crisis hotline.
No.
There's points where women can have that, but...
All right, let me ask you a question. First of all, did you ever put a gun to her head loaded or unloaded?
Never.
And her way of sort of backpedaling was to say, well, I went and told them later it was unloaded.
Well, whatever, but I was in town last Sunday and heard this from a manager of a store in a very, very small town of 1,500 people. We don't even have a stoplight. And these little rumors, they pass very, very quickly.
Oh, they do. And most people tend to want to believe them, so to a lot of people, you're a maniac. You're a monster.
Correct. Yeah. Now my neighbors have seen all this, and they're like, well, there was one distruth, now here's another mistruth, and anyways, it's coming back at her. And it's
anyway.
Well, Tim.
I did it again. Okay.
You know what? I appreciate you sharing the story. Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, here they come. Now they're coming out of the woodwork, and there are lots of them out there, too. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, let me tell you real quick. I got a phone call today. If ever there's an example of why it's a good idea to get a hold of somebody who knows what they're doing when it comes to your future and your retirement and your money. Years and years and years and years ago, I put some money in a couple of insurance annuities. I get a call today. They've matured, the three of them. And I get this call just this morning that, and this is, by the way, before I ever knew who Mark and Jason were, this is somebody else. They say they've matured, they've reached their full maturity, they're never going to really gain any more in value, but you need to start taking the interest from them. And so now for either the next 20 years, if I die, it's the next 20 years. If I live to be 100, it's still 100. It goes as long as I live. And it's a significant amount of money every year that I completely forgot about because it was so many years ago. My point is this. You got to have somebody who can help you find a way to put money somewhere and almost forget about it. Don't agonize over it. Don't be checking on it every day. Don't pull it out prematurely. I have two people who can help you learn how to do that, Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. If you have $25,000 or more, you might want to give them a call. You'll find everything you need to know at their website, markandjason.com.
Don't miss Missouri Tiger football right here on the Big 550 KTRS, fueled by Purina Pro Plan. Join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550.